Now, if you want to see original English drama performed on a Czech stage, come to Prague's Divadlo Minor this weekend. Saturday, we'll see the premiere of this year's three best plays selected by the jury of the Prague Post Playwriting Contest. The winners of the competition, organized by the English Language Weekly, get the chance to see their plays produced by theatre professionals. Ruth Frankova went to have a look at the last-minute preparations at Divadlo Minor.
Oh, what have I done?
I'm sorry, I tried.
Oh, what have I done? What have I done?
It's no problem.
Don't touch anything!
It's washed!
Don't!
I'll do it!
Touch it! Don't touch anything!
Director Julek Neumann is supervising one of the final rehearsals of a play before its Saturday's premiere. More than 40 plays were submitted to the contest this year. The winning titles are Mrs. Svobodna and the Baobabs, The Open Tomb and Public Relations. During the break, I asked Beth Tate, the actress in the lead role, to tell me more about the play that is just being rehearsed.
The play is Mrs. Svoboda and the Baobabs, and I'm playing Mrs. Svoboda, a woman of a certain age, and she's on a journey of freedom. And I won't tell you more because I don't want to give away the plot. It's a lovely plot. She meets an interesting bellboy, and their interaction, I think, probably benefits both of them in the end, in a very interesting and perhaps darkly comic way.
The contest is open to anyone who speaks English or gets his play translated into English. As Beth Tate explains, this play is work of a truly international team. She herself comes from California, but she married a Czech and has lived in the Czech Republic for the last 12 years.
We're two American actors playing a couple of Czech characters that have been written by a French Breton, and it's being directed by a Czech man who spent some years in London with his Irish wife, so it's really an international effort.
Anyone who speaks English can take part in the event, but it is mostly native English speakers who get involved. Melanie Rudder is a director and one of the event's organizers.
We have many actors, English-speaking actors in the Czech Republic, that don't really belong to any company. They work freelance, they work for English-speaking movies, theaters. They basically audition for these three companies, other companies as well that come tour in Prague, and then also movies and advertisements that are done in English.
The organizers say the event is trying to revive the tradition of English language theatre in the Czech capital. Melanie Rudder again.
Right now there are three main theatre companies in Prague that are sort of English-based. There's one which is Prague Playhouse, which does only English-speaking theatre. Then there's the Bear Theatre, who does English-speaking plays to teach English. And the last one is Miloko, Divadlo Miloko, which does nonverbal theatre and devised work.
The winning plays will be performed at Divadlo Minor over four nights, starting this Saturday. The last performance and the announcement of the best script will take place on 5th of March.